Hi Katie, thanks a million for agreeing to do this interview. You recently organised a mock wedding as a fundraiser for the Diabetes Foundation of Ireland. What gave you the idea?
Well, there's a number of things that led to this idea. I started off down in college last year with a friend of mine that I live with, and we said we'd fundraise anyway, so we were going to go cycling Mizzen to Malin Head. It was a bit crazy,
yeah.
We didn't have a cause or a charity or anything. And during the summer, I work with the Diabetic Federation because I have diabetes, and I said it to the leaders, and they said, why didn't I raise it for the Federation? And there's this thing where you can go dog sledding in Norway as part of the fundraising for the Federation. And so I agreed to that. And then the idea for the wedding came up. I was sitting down in Tom Young's pub one night, and I said to Tom, have you any crazy ideas that would call people into from Bursley and around the place to come down and see it and give their money to me? And Tom said that Upper Church had done a mock wedding, and he said, why don't we go with that? And I can just remember from that night, Diarmaid Canan and Anna Bracha sitting in the pub, and they were very inspired by the whole thing. So it went from there.
Good. Any wedding really takes a lot of preparation. So was it the same for the mock wedding?
Well, it seemed to all kind of consist around Thomas Pope. There was a few weeks of me telling everybody I was going to have a mock wedding. And finally then one night I asked Brendan Kenny, would he marry me, so to speak. And he was actually probably the best person to ask for it. He did a load of organisation. And my bridesmaid, naturally enough, were Mary Bradshaw, Michelle Stapleton and Pauline O'Brien. And then I was just left to get the rest of the cast. I had the groomsmen were Ivan Kelly, Pádraig Maher and PJ Kiley. And then I had ushers, Rory or Rocky as he's better known as Ryan, Dean Ryan and Jerry Chassie and Noel Kent, and Martin Ryan was Frank, the wedding planner. But there was a lot of hard work put in the last 3 weeks. We did nothing until the last 3 weeks before it. And I had a lot of help though from neighbours and family. The Ryans, Fiona Ryan and Anne and Catchin, they made the tickets and the cake for me. And my mum made the sandwiches.
So who actually performed the wedding? Did you get one of the local priests here in Bursley to do it?
I didn't ask a local priest, no. I asked the local DJ. Noel O'Brien played the priest. He was unprofessional, but amazing. He went down a laugh. Everybody really enjoyed Noel that night.
Was the night as successful as you had hoped it would be?
To be honest, it was more successful because I didn't expect half the crowd that I did get. And the last practice we had before everyone came, oh God, we nearly killed each other. It was the worst practice we put into it, and we were all standing there going, this isn't going to work. We're going to make fools of ourselves in front of people at Bursley. But the hall was full, and afterwards down at Tom Young's, where we had refreshments and the afters, that was full as well. There wasn't enough room. So yeah, it went brilliant, and I raised over $3,000 for the Federation.
Well done. So Katie, was this a one-off fundraiser event, or should we expect more?
No, it wasn't. The wedding was the 17th of November. I actually had a table quiz down in Derry Books on the 2nd of November, which was a great hit as well. And the 25th of January, in the new year, we're going to have a Chicks with Six. Well, it's an idea. Brendan Kenny, my husband, came up with it. I'm Mags Fanning, sorry. The Bursley hurlers, hopefully. Apparently there's a big list of them, want to dress up as women and play the Holy Cross. Camogie players and a few girls, any girls that want to play. It's only going to be a small event, but it should be a good laugh.
Sounds
the end of January.
Tuning.
Yeah. I'm also going to do something down in college while I'm down there. And the school, St. Joseph's College, has been very good as well. I went up at the start of the year, and Miss O'Keefe organised a school concert there. It was this week, the 10th. And they raised over $700 for me, and they're going to do the mini marathon as well, and I'm going to take part with them.
So what is the end goal of all this fundraising?
Well, as I said earlier, I'm raising money for the Diabetes Federation of Ireland, mainly because I have diabetes and I've had it since I was 11, and it's done a lot of work for me, as in I've gone to camps and I'm really friendly with all of them in the Federation, and I have friends around Ireland with diabetes, and I've been doing that for the last 8 years, and I'm volunteering with the last two. And just at the last camp, John, one of the main people in it, gave me this opportunity that if I wanted to go to Oslo in 2 years' time dog sledding, that I could do it you know, once I'd raise a certain amount of money, and my goal is 6 grand, but I hope to get over it, and I will. I nearly have it now. So
excellent. So you've had a lot going on, really. So after all the fundraising and planning, did you get to go on a well-deserved honeymoon with your new husband?
To be honest, I've been so busy, I haven't talked to him since.
You haven't talked to him since? Oh. Oh. Well, thanks very much, Katie, for sharing that with us. And it was great speaking to you.
No, thank you, Margaret.